93 WIBC, it's Terry Stacey. Thank you for joining us on the Sandwich Generation this morning, along with Peter Dunn, as well as Tina McIntosh. Well, if you've got a parent age 65 and older and provide financial support for a child, you are part of the Sandwich Generation. And according to some Pew Research, 47% of adults right now in their 40s and 50s are caring for both. So you might wonder how in the world you can save for your own retirement because you've got a lot on your plate. I brought in somebody to help. He's my retirement guy, Bill Demery from Demery Retirement Services. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, Bill, are you seeing more and more middle-aged adults like me who should be saving for their own retirement but are still supporting their grown kids and all at the same time trying to take care of their parents?
Oh, absolutely, Terry. We're becoming a graying generation. gray around the temples, that is. And there's like 79 million baby boomers, and the sandwich generation is a part of that, ages 40 to 60.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. What are some of the common financial problems that the sandwich generation might experience right now?
Well, the one I see is they're caring for their parents as well as their children. Their parents are aging because we're living longer today. And so they have some concerns as far as health issues for their parents. And then their kids, they're trying to get them off the ground. And sometimes because of the unemployment situation, you know, the kids have to move back in or be helped out financially. So it's so very important not to lose track of the importance of taking care of yourself first before you address taking care of your parents or your kids.
Yeah. Would you say that most of us are not prepared financially when we're faced with the task of caring for both mom and dad or our adult children who have come home to roost?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think we're totally unprepared. And so this show that you have every week, I think it addresses so many issues that people need to be aware of and take action.
Yeah, so we're not alone, that's for sure. Bill Demery is with us this morning from Demery Retirement Services. So, Bill, how do you balance your own retirement needs with caring for younger and older dependents? Because we can't borrow for our retirement. So how do we balance those? Balance all of that?
Well, it's just like helping the poor. If you're poor yourself, you can't very well help them. And so it's the same with this. You have to be able to take care of yourself before you can take care of others. And so some people put an importance of college educations for their kids, and sometimes they put that ahead of their own retirement needs. And the way I look at it, when I look at people that come into my office, you know, we sit down and what I'm trying to address is their particular needs and what their issues are and what they face. And the kids, to me, are secondary. I want to take care of my clients first and then the kids second.
Okay. Is it ever too late to start?
Oh, it's never too late to start. Starting sooner is always, you know, better than starting later.
Yeah. Well, I know that when this occurs, when mom or dad needs our help now, or when a child has come home, an adult child has come home, it's not anything you can probably be prepared for. And I think one of the mistakes, and you can address this, is that we stop putting money in retirement because now we're facing not a crisis per se, but certainly a change.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, we seem to address the things. Excuse me. We seem to address the things that are right in front of our face, and we need to think about long term, not short term. And so we can't get off track as far as what's lying ahead, because we don't know what the future holds, but we do know that it's probably going to come, and it comes really quickly.
Yeah, it does come very quickly. So, Bill, let's take a scenario here. Let's say that it's me, and now I need to take care of my mom. She's come to stay at my house, and mm-hmm. I've got a dad in a retirement home, and now I've got my 27-year-old adult child that has now come home because he can't find a job. And I still want to be able to save a little money in a retirement. Where should I go? What should I do?
Well, I think you should consult with a financial advisor, and I certainly try to help, you know, my clients with these issues, not only their own, you know, personal financial issues, but issues that involve their kids. And so when people come into my office and I do what's called a fact finder, and I'm asking them about their children and if there are any special needs, and also if their parents are still living and what their, you know, situation is. But communication really is the key. And so, you know, we need to communicate with our parents, and we need to find out what, you know, what their desires are. If we already have somebody, you know, that's in a convalescent care facility, we certainly need to know what benefits are available. And, you know, there's benefits, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, several resources that people need to be aware of. And there's tons of information out there, but just finding the right person that you can trust and to, you know, steer you in the right direction.
Yeah. What are some things to think about now if you are now in charge of managing your parents' finances? What do you need to keep in mind? What do you need to be looking for?
Well, if the person is already in the convalescent facility, hopefully you've done some pre-planning with having legal documents, financial power of attorneys, healthcare power of attorneys to help make their decisions. And then the communication should have already been made as far as what, you know, what happens if you're put on life support. You know, do you want, you know, to be kept alive at all costs, or do you want to die with dignity? You know, all that can be addressed, you know, by the pre-planning process.
Okay. What are some of the mistakes that we do make, though, when this situation occurs? And we are now a member of that sandwich generation. Some of the mistakes that we can maybe avoid.
Well, I think again, it just goes down. It goes back to, you know, planning ahead and trying to get all your ducks in a row. You know, so planning is always better, you know, than earlier, you know, than later. But you know, you need to talk. You need to communicate. And sometimes, you know, talking about future illnesses or death, it's a hard thing to talk about, but it's inevitable. We're all going to die. We're all going to become either sick or we're going to die suddenly. So it's something that we all face, and so we have to communicate.
805-4716 is his number, 805-4716. Bill Demery, he's with Demery Retirement Services, and he's become my retirement guy, and he's helped me along the way. And if not Bill, then it sounds like pretty much a financial advisor or somebody that can help you weed through all of this as you become a member of the Sandwich Generation is the best place to start. Bill, it's always great to talk to you, and I sure appreciate everything you do for us. Again, 805-4716. Bill, take good care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.
Great talking to you, Terry. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.